This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam today. He will lay the foundation stone of the state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project worth 1,85,000 crore rupees at Pudimidhaka near Visakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is on the way to addressing long-standing challenges to build a modern, inclusive and progressive society. He was addressing the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar this morning. The event was jointly organized by the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and Odisha government. Dr. Jaishankar said this is unique because the largest nation in the world is developing in that manner in a democratic framework. The minister stressed that the mantra of that journey is, as Prime Minister Modi says, to advance with the help of technology and tradition. Dr. Jaishankar also said the youth can surely be the defining factor in the pace of that endeavor and the realization of our goals.
The special contribution that young minds make at home and abroad, and indeed in connecting them more effectively for mutual good. At a time when so many key developments in the world are being shaped by this younger generation, whether we talk of AI or EV, innovation or startup, space or drones, sports, chess, cricket, there is all the more reason to do so.
Union Ministers Kirti Vardhan Singh, Pavitra Margarita, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, Raksha Nikhil Khadse and Chief Minister of Orissa, Mohan Charan Manji attended the convention. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Maldivian counterpart Mohammad Ghassan Mamoon held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. The two ministers reviewed various facets of bilateral defence cooperation, including training, regular military exercises and defence projects. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, the talks were fruitful and will add new vigour to India-Maldives relations. He said several issues pertaining to deepening defence cooperation were discussed, which would also help in enhancing the capability of Maldives' National Defence Forces. The Defence Minister of Maldives is on a 3-day visit to India. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched the special song of Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to the Mahakumbh 2025. Mahakumbh will be held from 13th of January to 26th of February. The 11th India-European Union Human Rights Dialogue was held in New Delhi today. The dialogue was co-chaired by Joint Secretary Europe West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Piyush Srivastav, and Ambassador of the European Union to India, Hervé Delphin. Both the sides agreed on the need to safeguard the freedom, independence and diversity of civil society, actors and organizations and other relevant stakeholders such as journalists, respecting freedom of association, expression and peaceful assembly. Two Indian Americans were elected in special elections to Virginia's legislature. Kannan Srinivasan was elected to the state senate and J.J. Singh to the state house of delegates today. Srinivasan had previously been elected to the Virginia House in 2023. J.J. Singh worked in the White House Office of Management and Budget under former President Barack Obama. The elections were crucial to the Democrats, who held only a one-seat majority in both the chambers in a state where the governor is a Republican. Thousands of rescuers were searching for survivors in freezing conditions after a devastating earthquake in Tibet in western China killed at least 126 people. According to an initial survey in Shigatse, some 3,609 homes have been destroyed. The 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday, about 75 kilometers from Mount Everest and Nepalese border in Tigray, affected people in the most populous region of Tibet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.